This is North Shore Today for Thursday, February 5, 2026. Salem State is getting a $6.4 million grant, and Rockport is considering tiny houses. Sunny near 30, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 1:35 p.m. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News. Salem State University recently received a gift of $6.37 million that will be used to establish a multilingual student services endowment to support a full-time multilingual student services coach and strengthen the school's multilingual outreach. Salem State alum Kim Gassett Schiller and her husband, Apple fellow Philip Schiller, made the donation to establish a permanently endowed fund to hire a multilingual student services coach with the school's Student Navigation Center. The coach will expand support for students and families as they navigate admissions, transfer pathways, financial aid, and access to campus resources. Stephen Hagan reports in the Gloucester Times, as Rockport is challenged by demand for available affordable housing, town officials have embarked on a plan to add tiny houses to its real estate. The select board, by a unanimous 5-0 vote, approved a plan to apply for and eventually adopt a Massachusetts program known as the Seasonal Communities Designation. The designation is aimed at facilitating the construction of tiny houses by creating a framework for identifying and developing policies and programs to help communities unlock housing production opportunities. Tiny houses are generally defined as homes of less than 500 square feet, promoting a minimalist, eco-friendly lifestyle with reduced expenses. Select Board Chair Paul Murphy said the board's vote is a step forward and that town meeting must vote to formalize Rockport's participation in the program. More news after this break.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
The localnews.news reports the search for a new Ipswich town manager is moving right along, as the select board has narrowed a field of 40 applicants down to 11 semi-finalists. Select person Michael Daugherty said on Monday, "We think that 11 for the first round is a healthy number." Daugherty and select person Carl Nyland are overseeing the process as the board's screening committee. They have spent several weeks reviewing applications and resumes. After the initial rounds of interviews, Nyland said the list will be pared down to 5 or fewer finalists. The select board expects to publicly announce those finalists at a meeting in early March. The final stage of the search will include opportunities for community input. Town department heads and residents will be invited to provide feedback on the remaining candidates before a final decision is made. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, Salem High School boys basketball team keeps rolling up some big wins this season, none bigger than last night's 61-59 triumph over St. Mary's of Lynn. A large crowd in Salem saw the Witches improve to 13-1. Elsewhere, Masconomah topped Peabody 80-41. In boys hockey, Beverly 4, Masco 0, as the Panthers won their fourth straight game and now stand at 9-4-2. It was Gloucester 8, Triton 2, St. John's Prep 10, Malden Catholic 3, and Linfield over Marlboro 5-2. In girls hockey, Gloucester beat Marblehead 4-0 as senior captain Keegan Jewell recorded her 100th career point for the Fishermen. And the Gloucester Times today named Jewell's teammate Claire Ward as Player of the Week. The Gloucester freshman scored 6 goals and added 5 assists in this past week. Also, St. Mary's top Shawsheen 6-1 with Victoria Swim netting a hat trick for the Spartans. And congratulations are in order to the Newburyport boys and girls indoor track teams for winning their respective Cape Ann League titles. In the pros, the Celtics beat the Rockets in Houston last night 114-93. Up next, the Celtics host Miami tomorrow night. The Bruins lost to the Panthers 5-4 last night in another shootout, and they're off now for several weeks because of the Olympics. The Patriots meet the Seahawks Sunday in Super Bowl 60. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.